We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, aka M. Ruto, and I am hyped to be back creating new content for the Motivation Movement podcast. This is technically episode number 25, titled The Motivation Movement Reloaded. This is the first new episode I've released since April 13th, 2016. If you remember how this all works, I plan on keeping the structure of this show consistent with the original program. Super quick, easy to digest, 5-minute daily doses of inspiration. We will kick each episode off with a motivational quote from a thought leader, musician, artist, philosopher, author, politician, entrepreneur, influencer, whoever. We'll examine and analyze the quote, and then we'll discuss how to implement these ideas into our everyday lives. Though the purpose, the goal of this podcast, is to motivate you to do more than just think about the words, it's to motivate you to hustle hard and to take action. The first 24 episodes of the Motivation Movement, originally taped in 2016, focused on three central themes: failure, opportunity, and procrastination. I searched long and hard for one quote that embodies all three of these themes perfectly: failure, opportunity, and procrastination, and here's what I was able to come up with. Failure should be our teacher, not our undertaker. Failure is delay, not defeat. It is a temporary detour, not a dead end. Failure is something we can avoid only by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing. This is a quote by Dennis Waitley, who is a motivational speaker, author of Seeds of Greatness and The Winner's Edge, and he also created the audio series The Psychology of Winning. Yes, there is definitely a psychology behind the theory of winning. So I absolutely love this quote. What it means to me is that we learn from failure. We don't cease to exist after a failure. Avoiding failure actually signifies that you're not taking action, that you're not taking risk, and that you're not taking those critical, defining moment style leaps of faith that we always hear about in the movies. Your life isn't a rocket ship that just crashes and burns. You're more or less in the emergency pod that ejects right before the explosion, and you're very lucky because you're strapped with a parachute that doesn't fully break your fall, but you're not going to be totally destroyed and irreparable after the rough, rocky landing. So it's very important to say yes so you can fail like a champion more often. By increasing your likelihood of failure, it's directly related to your likelihood of success. To break it down scientifically, I'd say that the more experiments you conduct, even if there is a chemical explosion in the lab once in a while, the more likely you are to actually make that breakthrough discovery you've been shooting for. Procrastinating on taking action or making an important decision in business, in school, in your relationship, in your fitness journey, in anything is very risky. There's an opportunity cost associated with not doing something. Procrastination isn't the fear of failure, it's actually the exact opposite. It's the fear of success. It's a shame that most people do have what it takes inside to make it happen, whatever they're working on, but they're too anxious about if they can handle the pressure of the next steps, if they can handle the responsibility that comes with taking it to the next level. So my final thought for today is to just go for it. If you intended on doing something today, do it. Don't wait till tomorrow because it's not guaranteed. Anything worth doing should make you nervous. You should always consider the risk and reward, but if you keep turning down opportunity after opportunity, I'd say now's your time to jump in the frying pan and just start scrambling. So that is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the Motivation Movement on social media. And don't forget to tag @MRudo, M-R-U-D-D-O. And don't hold back. I want to hear your uncut and unfiltered feedback. If you come across a great quote that you'd like to hear me talk about, share it with me. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Let's go. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the Motivation Movement. Let's go.